producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, the true insiders in Washington, D.C. And I'll tell you, I keep saying this, but all the roads to this show and it's seemingly everywhere else, one of the biggest things that people are talking about is Ebola, naturally. And New Jersey and New York, when I was just up in New York City, there was so much conversation about the fact that you had Governor Cuomo and Governor Christie both saying that they wanted healthcare workers quarantined for 21 days when they came back. Now, Cuomo amended that to say, okay, if they directly dealt with Ebola patients. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of flack coming out of Washington, D.C., especially from the president's men, the administration. They don't like this. And Justin Duckham, who's in our virtual green room, certainly this is being talked about in D.C. as you have one of the checkpoints. But I think the key thing here is there are other governors who are now declaring, no, we're going to quarantine. And why is it that in D.C. they don't want to see this happen?
Well, one of the main concerns that's being raised is if we sort of treat people who are healthcare workers kind of like they're criminals when they come back, if we put them under sort of a draconian, quarantine, even if, they can effectively say that they were not, in touch with anybody's bodily fluids or whatnot, then we're going to have a situation where there's going to be sort of a chilling effect where people are going to be less likely to go down there. And that sort of springs from sort of the larger concerns that people have had with the idea of a travel ban and all that stuff. None of these decisions really exist in a vacuum. They may seem logical on the outset of it, but the underlying concern is that if we move forward with something like this and decide to put in these restrictions, then we're going to hinder the international and sort of effect that we're having in terms of sending our aid workers down there, in terms of sending our military personnel. And that's been sort of a fine line that the White House has had to walk, trying to ensure that there's not going to be an outbreak in the U.S. While also trying to coordinate a relief effort that's going to involve people coming in and out of the country at a pretty pretty strong rate.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's got to be somewhat quiet in D.C. because everybody's, for the most part, if we look at the numbers, a lot of people, obviously in the House especially, are running to be reelected, or there's new faces around, depending on where we're talking about. So it's all about put me in, get me in there. We're, a week and a day away, basically, from election day. So is most of the focus there, most of the conversation actually on elections?
Of course, that's the underlying subtext for a lot of it. That, of course, is a reason for why we haven't really had a huge, robust congressional response to the Ebola crisis. Mm-hmm. We've had some sort of, token efforts from lawmakers to show that the system is working right now. We had the House Oversight Committee holding a pretty rare hearing when Congress was out of session just last week, where they sort of tore into the CDC and their, response to this effort. But overall, we're certainly focused on the election. We're certainly, not seeing a lot of people willing to really come back here, which is interesting because it's not just Ebola that's, really dominating sort of the, world scene right now. We also have the situation with ISIS. We still have a Congress that has not voted on authorization for this, despite the fact that we have a good chunk of lawmakers who are saying that this is Congress's duty right now and that they're sort of abdicating it by not returning home to, hold a pretty key constitutional vote on this.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
One of the things we didn't talk about there, though he just brushed on it, was the situation with ISIS. And ISIS has just released a video of a British hostage. This is kind of their MO every couple of weeks to keep the fires burning, so to speak. John Cantley is the guy's name, and he's in the Syrian border city of Kobani. The video posted online is the latest one that they've released. So, here we go again. ISIS funding is still thriving and surviving somehow. And as they continue to raise those funds, I think one of the key things that has to happen with this coalition is tracing the money, of course, and cutting off the sources. The faster they can do that, the better, because they have the ability to ramp up, and all these airstrikes and everything else that are great at trying to slow down or stop some key positions, some points in the chain for ISIS, they still absolutely have to go after the money source. In the meantime, besides that happening, Ebola, 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 as we said at the top, and we've got a boy that tested negative for Ebola in New York, and we also have a nurse that's been released, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, not apologizing for forcing her into a quarantine situation. And as I mentioned with that conversation with Justin there, this is part of the battle that's going on with states versus what the feds are saying should happen. So in the case of New Jersey, at least, they released Casey Hickox, who said that the quarantine was violating her rights. So after she was negative, tested positive for negative for Ebola, they released her. Also, the five-year-old that I mentioned visited West Africa, had a fever but tested negative for the virus in New York. He was running a temperature. There was big concern about that. So he immediately went to Bellevue, and they ran the battery of tests. And I think we're going to probably see more stories that pop up like this. I don't think it's a shock whatsoever. The new part of it is that on Monday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released these updated guidelines for people who might have been exposed to Ebola. The gist is somebody who had direct contact with somebody with infected body fluids, for instance, would be classified as, you would think they would be, high risk. And this is clearly outlined. Somebody would be low risk if they just traveled on an airplane with somebody that had symptoms of Ebola. And, you know, this goes to that whole Tom Frieden, what he argues, the head of the CDC, that there shouldn't be travel restrictions because he thinks they'll hurt the global health community in trying to stop the West African outbreak. And if there is the push for that, he says that will make it that much worse in trying to cut this off. So we've got 21-day monitoring in the six states where about 70% of the air travelers come into the United States from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea as well, and those hard-hit areas in West Africa. And we know the states, I've said them plenty of times here on America Tonight, but I'll just reiterate it, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, and Georgia. So 21 is that maximum period. And then they'll monitor the people, and then they're done after the monitoring situation, and they realize, and then they test positive or negative, hopefully, for Ebola, and that's it. And then they lift that monitoring off. I mean, in New York and New Jersey and in Illinois, they're saying anyone returning from having direct contact with the patients, like I already mentioned, they have to be quarantined for 21 days. They're not taking any chances with it. The governor of Illinois, Pat Quinn, says it's a home quarantine for some of these people in this situation. That's what they're calling it, letting them stay home and just be quarantined that way instead of in a hospital. In New Jersey, they could be quarantined in their home as long as they didn't have symptoms consistent with Ebola. Interesting. I don't think we're done with this quite yet. On the flip side, odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 24th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,233.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,278.54, $639.27 for a half ounce, or $319.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,278.54, $639.27, and $319.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Which gives us license to talk about anything here on America Tonight, including this shocker. Putting the icing on the cake to week 8, the Washington Redskins with a huge upset. I know a lot of people are listening to me in the great state of Texas. Are you surprised by what happened here? The Redskins beat the Cowboys in overtime 20-17. Colt McCoy, who is really the third guy on the bench for the Redskins, hasn't played in 3 years, comes into the game, and he's able to do a couple of things right, made a few mistakes, but looked pretty good from where I'm sitting in watching that game, and they ended up winning it. Overtime win for the Washington Redskins, their third, so they're 3-5. For the Cowboys, they go to 6-2, because in the NFC East, the Eagles lost. They still are in first place. Now they get ready for the Cardinals, who are very, very tough. But that wraps up week 8 in the NFL. It goes to an overtime game. Crazy blitzing of Tony Romo throughout that game. He gets knocked on his back again. It was the Redskins that pushed him out last time when he had to have surgery and he was out for the season. He went to the locker room, and who was the quarterback that they brought in? I wondered how many people would even know who the backup quarterback was, but man, he was sacked hard, and it wasn't certain whether he was going to jump back in. He did end up coming back into the game, could not direct the comeback, you know, come back for the victory anyway. And he's got a couple of things that he's nursing now, sore ankle, ribs, that kind of stuff. And it was a loss for Dallas, I think, that probably hurts more than anything else. And you think about it, like I mentioned, if it was the Redskins last time around, he was hurt last December at Washington, finished the game, but he needed surgery a couple of days later. And then that was that whole thing that ended him being out because of the back. All right, speaking of being out of luck, I would say it would be for some people. Already I've had many of you email me about what's going on with the lottery. Suddenly there is a lot of interest in the lottery, I have to say. People asking me to say what the numbers are and that kind of stuff. Somebody asked me about Mega Millions, and I have to tell you, Mega Millions, you've got to hang on, because Mega Millions is a Tuesday game, a Tuesday-Friday game. So if you're looking for the big payout, you have to wait a little bit longer. And by the way, if any of you win the 252 million Mega Millions jackpot, you got to call us and at least tell us. But then, I don't know, we'd have to have proof, right, that you're not making it up.
We'll also accept donations.
Yeah, well, we call it donation bomb. Anybody, or donation ball, whatever they want to call it. We'll definitely take those, for sure. We could do good things with that. 252 million reasons why they want you to play the lottery. And, you know, somebody wins. I've met people who have won the lottery. I met somebody who won $10 million, and they were just as excited as if they had won, you know, 252 million. You just got to have the right numbers, right? Just like the Cowboys, they'd have the right number on Monday night, and they did not have the right number. So what a way to start odds and ends. There's some other things to fill in the blanks on, in all seriousness. And I'll tell you, this may be one of the saddest things that I heard today. You know, we talk about this shooter in Washington State, and they're saying that what brought everyone at the same table and why he immediately went up to the table and opened fire, this Jalen Freiburg, is because he had sent them all a text to be at the table. So how is this possible? This is a guy who was the prom king. It's a guy who was popular at school. So we're not talking about somebody who was ostracized, somebody who was a loner, somebody who had just a couple of friends. We're talking about somebody who was a popular freshman opening fire Friday in a very crowded lunchroom in a school about 34 miles outside of Seattle. What he did was he sent a selfie to his ex-girlfriend showing himself holding a gun not long before that happened. And, you know, is this what he used? I mean, all the details are all still kind of murky. But if it is, it's a .40 caliber pistol. He killed Zoe Galasso, at the scene and wounded four other people before he took his own life. And then, of course, you had Gia Soriano, who was in critical condition with head injuries, who died at a hospital. So this is incredibly devastating to the people in this, you know, in this town, that now they're finding out more of these details. Like, what could have possibly led to this? What was it? How did this happen? And what drove him to do that? And all the questions in the world are not really coming up with the answers I think anyone wants to hear, because it's not the usual theme of, yeah, he was troubled and was very much alone, sat by himself, had few friends. It's the opposite of that, that he was somebody who absolutely had a lot of friends, liked to be outgoing and social with people. And I'm sure his family, they have to be asking themselves, well, you know, what happened here?
And the eyewitness accounts are terrible because it was a jammed lunchroom. So he pulls a gun out of a backpack and then he starts firing. And they say, some of the people that were in the cafeteria say the look on his face was just completely blank. There was no reaction, no anything. And there was the person I consider to be incredibly heroic, the teacher, who heard the shots, ran into the cafeteria, saw the students down, saw the kid with the gun, ran toward the shooter, and wasn't afraid. Said stop and tried to secure him. And doesn't want a lot of attention for that. Doesn't want to do any interviews. Her name is Megan Silberberger, who was the teacher who responded. Now, can you imagine that? You've got somebody with a gun. You've got kids that are falling over like dominoes, and you run in to stop them, and she did. So who knows? Maybe she saved a few people. But it sounds like this was a specific thing. For whatever it was that set him off, he decided to pull them all into the cafeteria in the same spot, and they're not thinking that's going to happen. They go and they sit at the lunchroom table and they're sitting ducks. And then the people around them, the kids around them are horrified. This was a kid that was a freshman, for goodness sake, that we're talking about. I mean, what has to be done in these schools? You know, they have metal detectors in a lot of the schools. They have guards in some of the schools. This is the argument about the guard thing. The metal detectors, if it was in a bag, that certainly would have helped there because they would have seen it. Could have seen it and they would have stopped it, but no such luck. And unfortunately for those parents, it's an incredible tragedy. That call must be the worst call ever to make to a parent, seriously. For 1 second, because many of you have children, the phone rings. You pick the phone up. The other end, there's hesitation. And then suddenly you find out, I'm sorry to tell you, your daughter, your son, was shot at school today. And they're in a hospital, but they're in the morgue. We need you to identify them. Your heart must just fall in all kinds of directions that I can't even imagine when you have to go and do that. And those families are grappling with that now, still trying to figure it out. What is it? The if question, why, if they could answer why did this happen, I don't know that it provides relief, but at least it gives them some sort of answer. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, what should schools do? We're seeing a lot of these school shootings, metal detector guards. What say you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In and out of the States, as we have the boys from Brazil tuning in, a big shout out to all of you. And in Ireland, we have Gerard and his crew. If you are listening to me someplace else, send me a photo of you listening, wherever that is, and I'll send you a copy of the book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. All right, speaking of other BS, there is some serious other BS going on. By the way, coming up at the tail end of this hour, we're going to talk to a guy who's got a company called Good Scout. You know, it's kind of like now we see Progressive and other agencies as startup where they're trying, where they try to cull all the information and come up with the big quotes and the best quotes, rather, and this time it's for insurance, health insurance. And we've got Obamacare enrollment popping up. And where are we there? If you go to healthcare.gov, you'll see that. And probably some of you got notices about health care, and they tell people to go and check it because maybe something's changed with their health care. Maybe they can get better rates or something that they didn't think they were eligible for that suddenly they might be eligible for. It's hard to believe, you know, that it's been a year since Obamacare kicked in. Amazing. Coming up, we've got next week your day to vote. And they're already saying that voting machines switch Republican votes to Democrats. That's being reported in Maryland. It's a calibration issue, and they're looking at the problem. One of the workers at one of the places said when they looked at the machines, when they heard from people, they said that they were trying to put an X on their candidate, but they say if they put Republican, it would put the X on the Democratic candidate above it. And it happened a bunch of times with a lot of selections. Every time their choice flipped from Republican to Democrat, and sometimes it was four or five tries to get the X to even stay on the real selection. So here's our first voting prob that we know of. There probably are some other things that are going on, but it's something that's disconcerting, to say the least. When I think of where we live in the United States and the amazing advances with technology that we have, really? I mean, there's going to be problems. Sure, problems can happen. But recalibrations, it's like an episode. It's like a bad episode from The West Wing or something back in the day. How's that happening, right? And didn't they, in the new gossipy Washington show, Scandal, I think they had the same thing happen, but the machines were rigged. Only this time it was for the presidential race, and it was a giant county that made a difference. So what's that thing about real life and imitating and art, etc.? Well, we know it can happen, and I suppose that could put things on ice there as they check it out. And, you know, we've heard accusations of things like that before. I think every single time I voted, there's been some problem somewhere with the calibration of a machine. But here we are, what, 8 days before the election? And is the momentum on the Republicans' side in the key Senate races, or is it in the Democrats' side? You know, you think in Arkansas, Republican Tom Cotton leads the incumbent Democrat Mark Pryor in a very, very big race there. It looks like Cotton has the edge by 2 points, but 2 points, you know how quickly that can slip away. In Kansas, the Republican incumbent, Senator Pat Roberts, narrowly is trailing the independent guy, Greg Orman. I mean, and that could be a big win for the Republicans. In North Carolina, the Republican Tom Tillis trailing the Democratic incumbent Kay Hagan by less than 2 points. So that's really close. A lot of these statistics, by the way, coming from Real Clear Politics, their average. In Colorado, I mean, this is a big one. The mail-in ballot returns are favoring the Republicans compared with what happened the last time around. Remember, there was a big shocker in Colorado, the midterms that rocked the world in 2010, because there was the challenger, Cory Gardner, who is now looking to unseat the Democrat, Mark Udall. And there it's been a swing toward Cory Gardner by like 7 points, 7 or 8 points. That's very big. But what's the turnout like on Election Day? I mean, this is an election where the turnout is going to matter. What kind of turnout are they going to get in Colorado? And what are the key demographics if you look at, you know, some of these states? Will the Senate surprise a few people as far as switching, meaning now slanted just enough toward the Democrats? Will the Republicans take over? And will it be the Republicans in both chambers holding the majority? And then what does that do to the office of the presidency? Be interesting, because everybody always points to Bill Clinton and how he worked with Republicans across the board, but he managed to do it. I don't know. There is so much ugliness with some of the Republicans and the White House. Can they, could they mend that bridge? Well, the answer is they'd have to two-step a bunch, and they'd have to figure out a way, as they do in politics. But I don't think it would be easy at all. Also, something to look at that popped up on my radar is, you know, we talked about Ebola at the top, talked about the school shooter and how sad that was, luring the victims through a text to the table. Two girls are dead and Jalen Freiberg himself is dead. The question period, I don't care what you say, I don't mean you, but I think the question is, one, what, it's school safety again, what can the schools do? And are they doing enough? And then the second thing becomes, you know, how do you, as you view this, what do you tell these kids? And can you not have enough guards at a school now? Can you not have enough metal detectors? How does this happen? How does this, in this day and age, how is this happening where, you know, there was a hero teacher, certainly, who confronted Jalen Freiberg, whose hands were shaking, was nervous when he was confronted. But this is something that needs serious consideration. And I know schools are doing that. But I think if you're a superintendent in the school, and if you are a principal, certainly, this has to be high on your list, no matter what sleepy little hamlet you live in, no matter where you are. You can't put blinders on to the fact that there are these possibilities that exist out there, and they're not slowing down anytime soon. How do you know? How do you read? How do you see those red flags? We certainly had enough people on to talk about it. How do you really, really see that before it's too late and the trigger's been pulled and you can't save the people who have been hit? While all of this is going on, we're dealing with the elections and what's the makeup going to be, and throwing in what do we do with the schools in Hawaii. It's all about the lava. If you do not have on your bucket list going to Hawaii, first of all, but seeing hot lava, which is such a rare thing, if you don't have that on your list, oh, shame on you, because what an incredible thing to see. Lava from the Kilauea volcano just pouring around. I mean, really starting to flow. People have left. There's a village called Paeo where they just left. They left their homes. They left their businesses. But sadly, when you do that, there are some that aren't quite as afraid of lava as they should be. And they decide that they're going to take the opportunity to loot houses. They had problems with a couple of thieves during the day breaking into houses and getting at whatever they had inside. But the lava from Kilauea is about 70 yards from the closest possibility. So the flow is moving 5 yards per hour. And kind of slowed down on Monday afternoon. Smoke, you see the smoke and they know that it's coming. They tell people, if you see that smoke and that glow, for goodness sake, stay inside. Because you don't even want to try to go anywhere near that volcano stepping. Oh, the molten lava. Your foot, your sneaker would be right off in a second. And when it flows, I mean, anything in its wake, no matter how slow, it's boom, it's done. Because it's going to flow right into it. Cars, fences, houses, whatever. They're taking precautions with a mobile medical unit because they're thinking, you know, there's bound to be some kind of call about somebody being stuck. That'd be the worst. Hey, honey, the lava is rushing through our backyard. Do you think we should get out now? Yeah. I think when you see that, it's way past the time of vacating. You'd be lucky with Kilauea erupting to get out of the way. We're going to get out of the way and talk a little insurance and how do you find the good rates.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Time to talk about insurance, one of our biggest headaches, but can be one of our biggest friends. Tom Pagese is with us from Good Scout, and hopefully he is a good scout, because I think this is the most intimidating thing to people. All the conversation, the alphabet soup, oh no, what about Obamacare? Massive confusion. We just want to be covered. We just want to be able to afford it. And I really think I'm answering for all of you in America listening right now. Those are the key things. We want good, affordable health care so that the card we're carrying around in our wallet really means something when we need it. Too often, so many of us go through life and we're healthy, 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 and we feel like we're invincible when we're young. And then things start to happen, even if you are relatively in good shape and everything else. There comes a time where you got to use that health insurance, and I've seen more than one person explode when I happen to be in the emergency room or the doctor's office at the same time. So long introduction, but I think it sums it all up right there, what the deal is.
So, Tom, pretty much is that, am I pretty accurate in what I'm saying? Do people, some of us are relatively healthy, and really what most of us want, whether we're healthy or we have health problems, we want affordable health care that we know we can count on. And I think that's, there's a lot of confusion about what to do, where to go, all that kind of stuff. Is that, am I pretty right on with that?
Yes, you are. There's a lot of confusion out there. And from what I'm hearing from my clients, it's sort of all over the map. Some are very happy, but a lot of them are very unhappy. Affordable Care Act is just not quite yet affordable. And I'm really speaking about the deductibles. The average deductibles are ranging anywhere from $2,500 all the way up to $5,000. And that's what's probably making this, you know, not really affordable at all. If you qualify for a subsidy, then it's wonderful, because you'll, the government will, or all the other taxpayers will essentially pay a big portion of your premium, but it's still very difficult for a lot of people out there.
Yeah. So what's the idea between Good Scout? I mean, obviously it's a play on words, Good Scout, you're looking out there. How do you get all your information? How do you aggregate it all?
We go out to all the insurance carriers. We have a very powerful quoting engine, and we go out to all the insurance carriers, and they backload all their information into our system, and we offer it to our customers, the ability to go on our website and compare and contrast. The key with healthcare is knowing what's out there, and all the plans changes every year, and you have to really be on top of that. And that's one of the other items to do, is to make sure your plan is, you know, they're not going to raise their premiums. But on Good Scout, you can actually go and compare the plans from each and every insurance company on a side-by-side comparison. So you'll be able to compare the deductibles, the premium, the out-of-pocket maximum limits, and we provide all that information out there to our customers.
Yeah, so what have you found? What are the biggest changes? What are the things that are happening now compared to what was happening maybe 5 years ago?
Well, when I go back to the plans. The plans, on one aspect, the plans are, they've gotten better because of the Affordable Care Act has basically stated that these plans have to meet a minimum essential benefit. And one of the biggest aspects of that is really the pre-existing conditions, which is a wonderful thing to have. So that means if no one can deny you because you've had cancer 6 months ago or a year ago. And that's a really huge factor, because previously, if you had a critical illness or you had a, you know, an issue, and the insurance companies could actually deny coverage, and you could be in a real pickle.
Yeah, boy, yeah, that, no kidding. And what are the ranges? I mean, so it depends. I mean, obviously it's very different if you're younger versus if you're older, and do you break all that down?
Sure, yeah, definitely. If you're younger, clearly you're going to pay less premiums because the system is designed attracting a lot of younger people because they're not going to utilize the system as much as someone who's older. The Affordable Care Act, you're going to pay more because you're older, but there are caps on more. I believe that insurance companies are not allowed to charge you more than 1.5 times from what a younger person would pay for premium. So there are caps on that. But at the same time, you know, it's a system that requires a lot of young people to sort of buy in order to keep the system afloat. And right now it's just really too early to sort of understand the underwriting results. Normally it takes a few years for all this data to sort of crunch and for the insurance companies to actually understand where they're pricing and what their true pricing should be, because a lot of people really signed up for the Affordable Care Act in March of this year. So all the numbers really came in February and March. And so it's just too early to get an understanding of what these numbers will look like. So a couple years from now, underwriters will see how their book of businesses are performing, and then they will definitely readjust. But as you can see right now, there are a lot of underwriters who are already starting to sort of raise. The rates are going up. It depends on which state you're located in. But on average, we've seen a lot of rates across the board, and sometimes in states themselves, it can vary. It can be huge swing. Some rates are staying the same, but others can go as high as, you know, 20 to 30%.
Oh, and that 20 to 30%, that's the thing everybody hates. All right, so it's goodscout.com?
It is gogoodscout.com.
Go Good Scout. All right, Tom, thanks. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you can see that, you know, this goes along with the whole thing. It's like when you see Progressive and you see all these other companies, because I think more than ever, and that was the purpose of having Tom on, that that there is really this massive confusion about healthcare. It's that simple. Nobody really wants to deal with it. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, how we keep our cars in better condition and we know more about our cars usually than we do about our bodies, because if we're relatively healthy, you know, knock on wood, linoleum, the microphone, whatever, then we're not thinking about it, right? But it's when you need it. And it used to be, it's like a friend of mine said, and it is dumb in a way, but it used to be, you just worked for somebody, and you had great coverage. I mean, you were covered, you know, 90-some percent. It seemed like you hardly had to pay for anything, and no matter what your condition was, you know, there was a net there. That was one of the things about working someplace. It was the great health insurance. Oh, it's the bennies. And now that's changed so much for people, even in some large corporations, but definitely in any medium to small companies where usually they're not even offering it. A lot of case, boom, that's not even in the mix. So then you got to go out there and swim and not drown in all of this. And, you know, I was just looking at the healthcare.gov website, and there's just giant headline. It says, get ready for 2015 coverage. And starting November 15th, you can enroll in an affordable health plan that works for you. And the problem is, what is affordable and what works for you? What is something that you can afford, and what is something that's going to do more than be catastrophic? One of the things that I've heard from a lot of people, not people who are on the end where they had no coverage, now they're getting money for the coverage. In other words, they've got a subsidy and all of that. I mean, they must have other things they're dealing with, of course, in their life, trying to stretch and meet bills and everything. But now for the first time, they have that coverage. But it's that middle class that is really, really struggling. And I know so many of you fall into this category where, what are you paying for health insurance? What do you think is fair? What can you really afford? Is it $600, $800, $1,000? Somebody told me the other day it was $1,000 and they were a healthy person, but they had two kids, and neither one of the people of the couple, though they both worked, neither one of them worked for a company that had health coverage. So they had to enroll basically in Obamacare. It was Blue Cross Blue Shield, but the money and then the coverage and then the deductible was a pretty high deductible. So better than nothing is, you know, pretty much what they both said to me. But what's that, better than nothing? That means the whole idea of the wellness thing, you're still not going to go there because you're not going to want to pay. It really is just, okay, in case the worst happens, I'm not cleaned out. And I guess that's it. And there's, I think, even more confusion moving forward. And we'll see. Maybe some of that road irons itself out. And that's what I've been told. Certainly in January, we're going to go to Washington, D.C., and we'll find out more about Obamacare and coverage and how it's working and what other people are trying to do and, you know, what's happened with the Affordable Care Act and now that it's been a couple of years into this thing, or going into another year of it anyway. All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.